This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Fluaxol, Fluaxol, active ingredient, S, Flupentixol Decanoate, Flupentixol Decanoate. This leaflet provides important information about using Fluaxol. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Fluaxol. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Fluaxol? Fluaxol contains the active ingredient Flupentixol Decanoate. Fluaxol belongs to a group of medicines called thioxanthineuroleptics. It helps to correct chemical imbalances in the brain, which may cause mental illness. Fluaxol is used for the long-term treatment of schizophrenia, a mental illness with disturbances in thinking, emotional reactions and behavior, and other chronic mental conditions. Your doctor, however, may prescribe it for another purpose. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why it has been prescribed for you. Fluaxol is not addictive. What should I know before I use Fluaxol? Warnings. Do not use Fluaxol if you are allergic to Flupentixol Decanoate, to any other similar medicines, such as thioxanthines, or phenothiazines, to the ingredient fractionated coconut oil, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, or rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have diminished consciousness due to any cause. You collapse due to very low blood pressure. You have brain damage. You have diseases of the blood with a reduced number of red or white blood cells or platelets. You have pheochromocytoma, a rare tumor of the adrenal gland which sits near the kidney. Do not give Fluaxol to anyone who currently has alcohol poisoning, or poisoning with medicines used to produce calmness, or to help you sleep, or medicines used to treat epilepsy, or strong pain. Do not give Fluaxol to anyone who is unconscious, or in a coma. Do not give Fluaxol to patients with mental illness who are highly distressed, or elderly patients who are confused than or distressed. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other substances such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have, or have had, the following medical conditions. Arteriosclerosis, a disease affecting the arteries. Convulsions, fits, or seizures. Decreased blood supply to the brain. Diabetes, a disorder of metabolism in which the amount of sugar in the blood is too high. Glaucoma, a condition in which there is usually a buildup of pressure in the eye. Heart and blood vessel problems. Kidney problems, liver problems, low potassium and or low magnesium levels in the blood, organic brain syndrome, Parkinsonism, a disease of the brain affecting movement, risk factors for stroke, tardive dyskinesia, a reaction to some medicines with worm-like movements of the tongue, or other uncontrolled movements of the mouth, tongue, cheeks, or jaw which may progress to the arms and legs, treatment for cancer. You, or someone else in your family, has a history of blood clots, as medicines like these have been associated with formation of blood clots. Also tell your doctor, if you will be in a hot environment, or you do a lot of vigorous exercise. Fluaxol may make you sweat less, causing your body to overheat. Tell your doctor, if you are exposed to pesticides that contain phosphorus, the risk of you experiencing a side effect may be increased. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Fluaxol may affect your fertility. If you are intending to start a family, ask your doctor for advice. Like most medicines of this kind, Fluaxol is not recommended for use during pregnancy unless clearly necessary. The general condition of your baby might be affected by the use of this medicine. The following symptoms may occur in newborn babies of mothers who have used Fluaxol in the last 3 months of their pregnancy: shaking, muscle stiffness and/or weakness, sleepiness, agitation, breathing problems and difficulty in feeding. If your baby develops any of these symptoms, you should contact your doctor. Talk to your doctor. If you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed, it is not recommended that you breastfeed while using Fluaxyl. Its active ingredient passes into breast milk, and therefore there is a possibility that your baby might be affected. Children and adolescents. Do not give Fluaxyl to a child or adolescent. There is no experience with its use in children or adolescents under 18 years old. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Fluaxyl and affect how it works. These include tricyclic antidepressants, monoamine oxidase, MAO inhibitors and lithium, medicines used to treat depression or mood swings, phenobarbital and carbamazepine, medicines used to treat convulsions and epilepsy, medicines used to treat strong pain, medicines used to produce calmness or to help you sleep, medicines used to treat high blood pressure, hypertension, including dobrisoquine, guanethidine, and clonidine, levodopa, a medicine used to treat Parkinson's disease, medicines which stimulate the body, getting it ready for action, such as adrenaline, metoclopramide, a medicine used to relieve nausea and vomiting, piperazine, a medicine used to treat worm infections, medicines used to treat changes in the rhythm or rate of the heartbeat, e.g. quinidine, amiodarone, sotalol, and ofetalide. Antipsychotics, a class of medicines used to treat certain mental and emotional conditions, e.g. thyridazine. Certain medicines used to treat infections, such as erythromycin, gatifloxacin, and moxifloxacin. Medicines used to relieve the symptoms of allergy, including terfenadine and estemizole. Sisapride, used to treat stomach problems. Medicines that disturb water or salt balance, e.g. thiazide diuretics, also called fluid or water tablets. Medicines known to increase the concentration of Fluaxyl in your blood. Medicines used to relieve stomach cramps or spasms, to prevent travel sickness and to treat Parkinson's disease, such as atropine or related medicines. Medicines used to treat cancer. These medicines may be affected by Fluaxyl or may affect how well it works. You may need to use different amounts of your medicines, or take different medicines. Your doctor will advise you. Your doctor or pharmacist has more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while using Fluaxyl. How will I be given Fluaxyl? How much is given? Your doctor will decide what dose you will receive. This depends on your condition and other factors, such as your weight and your response to the medicine. Fluaxyl Depot. Generally, the starting dose is 20 to 40 mg, 1 to 2 milliliters. A second dose of 20 to 40 mg, 1 to 2 milliliters is usually given 4 to 10 days after the first injection, and further doses are given every 2 to 4 weeks for the majority of patients. Fluaxyl Concentrator Depot. Patients who require higher doses and, or who have problems with larger injection volumes may be given Fluaxyl Concentrator Depot. Your doctor may have prescribed a different dose. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you are unsure of the correct dose for you. Follow the instructions they give you. They will tell you exactly how much you will be given. How is Fluaxyl given? Fluaxyl is given as an injection into a large muscle, where it is slowly released over time. The injection should only be given by a doctor, nurse, or other trained person. When is Fluaxyl given? It is recommended that Fluaxyl is given every 2 to 4 weeks, depending on how your body responds to the medicine. How many injections will you need? Continue having your injections for as long as your doctor tells you to. Fluaxyl helps control your condition. Therefore, you will need regular injections. If you forget to have a Fluaxyl injection, if you forget to keep an appointment, contact your doctor as soon as you remember so that you can make another one. If you have been given too much Fluaxyl, overdose. As Fluaxyl is given to you under the supervision of your doctor, it is very unlikely that you will be given too much. However, if you experience any side effects after being given Fluaxyl, you should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center in Australia by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 or the National Poison Center in New Zealand by calling 0800-POISON or 0800-766. 1-800-273-4766. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You may need urgent medical attention. Symptoms of an overdose may include sleepiness, coma, extreme agitation, excitement, confusion, convulsions and extremely high or low body temperature. Uncontrollable movements may develop, and collapse due to very low blood pressure, or difficulty breathing may occur. Changes in the rhythm or rate of the heartbeat have been seen in fluoxetine overdose, when medicines known to affect the heart have also been taken. What should I know while using fluoxetine? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are using fluoxetine. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using fluoxetine. Tell your doctor if you notice any soreness of the mouth, gums, throat, or other flu-like symptoms. Talk to your doctor or mental health professional if you are thinking or talking about death, suicide, self-harm, or harm to others. These may be signs of changes or worsening in your mental illness. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are using this medicine. Fluoxetine may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may do some blood and liver tests from time to time, particularly during the first months of therapy, to make sure the medicine is working and to prevent unwanted side effects. Protect your skin when you are in the sun, especially between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. If you are outdoors, wear protective clothing and use a SPF 30 plus sunscreen. If your skin appears to be burning, tell your doctor. Fluoxetine may cause your skin to be much more sensitive to sunlight than it is normally. This could cause skin rash, itching, redness, or severe sunburn. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while using fluoxetine. Notice any worm-like movements of the tongue, or other uncontrolled movements of the tongue, mouth, cheeks, or jaw which may progress to the arms and legs. These are symptoms of a condition called tardive dyskinesia, which may develop in people taking similar medicines, including fluoxetine. This condition is more likely to occur during long-term treatment with fluoxetine, especially in elderly women. In very rare cases, this may be permanent. However, if detected early, these symptoms are usually reversible. Things you should not do. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take any medicines that cause drowsiness while you are using fluoxetine, unless recommended by your doctor. Do not miss any injections, even if you feel better. Fluoxetine helps control your condition. Therefore, you will need regular injections. Do not stop using fluoxetine suddenly. If fluoxetine is stopped suddenly, you may experience symptoms such as nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, diarrhea, runny nose, sweating, aching muscles, pins and needles, sleeplessness, restlessness, anxiety, or agitation. Your doctor may want to gradually reduce the amount you were given before stopping completely. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how fluoxetine affects you. It may cause drowsiness, tiredness, sleepiness, or blurred vision in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Be careful when drinking alcohol while you are using this medicine. If you drink alcohol, drowsiness or sleepiness may be worse. Feeling lightheaded, dizzy, or faint. If you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint when getting out of bed or standing up, get up slowly. Standing up slowly will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. If this problem continues or gets worse, talk to your doctor. Looking after your medicine. Store fluoxetine below 25 degrees Celsius and keep it in the pack until it is time to use it. If you take the ampoules out of the box, they may not keep well. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. If you use it after the expiry date has passed, it may not work as well. The expiry date refers to the last day of the month. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are using Fluoxetine. It helps most people with mental illness, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. If you are over 65 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Musculoskeletal, connective tissue, and movement disorders. Restlessness. Involuntary muscle contractions. Slowing of movements. Painful or weak muscles. Psychiatric disorders. Nervousness, agitation. Depression. General disorders and administration site conditions. Headache, dizziness, drowsiness, or somnolence. Difficulty sleeping. Tiredness, fatigue. Increased sweating. Pain at the place where your injection is given. Mouth disorders. Dry mouth. Increased salivation. Gastrointestinal disorders. Constipation or diarrhea. Nausea, vomiting, dyspepsia. Weight and appetite changes. Reproductive system and breast disorders. Impaired sexual function. Change in your menstrual periods. Renal and urinary disorders. Difficulty passing urine or other urinary disorder. Skin and subcutaneous tissue disorders. Skin rash, itchy skin, hair loss. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Musculoskeletal, connective tissue, and movement disorders. Sudden onset of unusual movements, including trembling and shaking of the hands and fingers, twisting movements of the body, or shuffling walk and stiffness of the arms and legs. Worm-like movements of the tongue, or other uncontrolled movements of the mouth, tongue, cheeks, or jaws, which may progress to the arms and legs. Inability to keep still. Psychiatric disorders. Mood changes. Eye disorders. Blurred vision, or difficulty focusing. High pressure in the eye. General disorders and administration site conditions. Fainting. Mouth disorders. Difficulty swallowing. Swelling of the gums. Gastrointestinal disorders. Severe pain in the stomach with bloating, gut cramps and vomiting. Cardiac disorders. Irregular heartbeat, and changes in heart rate and blood pressure. Reproductive system and breast disorders. Breast enlargement in men. Unusual secretion of breast milk. Liver disorders. Yellowing of the skin and or eyes, also called jaundice. Respiratory disorders. Difficult or painful breathing. Infections and infestations. Frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Blood and lymphatic system disorders. Bleeding or bruising more easily than normal. Nosebleeds. Blood clots in the veins, especially in the legs. Symptoms include swelling, pain and redness in the leg, which may travel through blood vessels to the lungs, causing chest pain and difficulty in breathing. If you notice any of these symptoms, seek medical advice immediately. Elderly patients with dementia. In elderly people with dementia, a small increase in the number of deaths has been reported for patients taking antipsychotics compared with those not receiving antipsychotics. What to do? Speak to your doctor immediately if you notice any of these serious side effects. These may be serious side effects of Fluoxetine. You may need urgent medical attention. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Immune system disorders. Serious allergic reaction. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include swelling of the face, lips, mouth, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing, or breathing, or hives. Musculoskeletal, connective tissue, and movement disorders. Convulsions. General disorders and administration site conditions. Sudden increase in body temperature, unusual stiffness of the muscles and changes in consciousness, especially in conjunction with fast heart rate and sweating. This may be due to a very rare condition called neuroleptic malignant syndrome, which has been reported with various antipsychotic medicines. What to do? call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. These are very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention, or hospitalization. These side effects are generally rare. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems or in New Zealand at https://pofhealth.my.site.com/calmreportand/s/. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Fluaxol contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Fluaxol 20 mg per milliliter injection. 20 mg per milliliter Flupentixol Decanoate, or 40 mg per 2 milliliter Flupentixol Decanoate. Fluaxol 100 mg per milliliter injection. 100 mg per milliliter Flupentixol Decanoate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Fractionated coconut oil. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Fluaxol looks like. Fluaxol comes in two types of injections. Fluaxol Depot 20 mg per milliliter solution for injection, clear, colorless to slightly yellowish oil, Ostar 47109, or Ostar 47247. Fluaxol Concentrated Depot 100 mg per milliliter concentrated injection, clear, yellow to yellowish oil, Ostar 47107. A box contains 5 ampoules. Who distributes Fluaxol? Distributed in Australia by Lundbeck Australia Pty Ltd. 1 Innovation Road, North Ryde, New South Wales 21113. Phone +61 2 8 6 6 9 1 0 0 0. Distributed in New Zealand by Pharmacy Retailing T/A Healthcare Logistics, 58 Richard Pierce Drive, Mangere, Auckland 2022. Phone 0800-540-555. This leaflet was prepared in June 2025. Fluaxol is the registered trademark of H. Lundbeck A/S.